So let's review. The Gemara brings several sources that kriya me'umud, a mourner tears his garment while standing. The Gemara then lists the various prohibitions on a mourner. Avel aser b'malacha, he is forbidden to engage in work. Uberchitza ubesicha, or to bathe or apply oils. Ubetashmish hamita ubenilas asandal, or to engage in marital relations or to wear shoes. Additionally, va'aser likrois b'tayro b'neviim ubeksuvim, he may not read from the Torah. Nor to learn any part of Torah. However, if the public needs him, he should not refrain from teaching them. But he should not speak through a turgamon, a speaker who would relay his words to the crowd. Rather, he should speak to an individual who relays his words to the turgamon, who then repeats them to the crowd. Another halacha in which there is a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer holds Gimel Yamim HaRishayim Asur Laniach Tefillin. During the first 3 days of mourning, he may not wear tefillin. Mishlishi ve'elach u'shlishi b'chlal mutar laniach tefillin. From the third day and on, he may wear tefillin. Ve'imbo panum chadashos einoy chaylitz. And he does not need to remove them if new visitors arrive. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Beis Yamim HaRishayim Asur Laniach Tefillin. Misheni v'sheni b'chlal mutar laniach tefillin. During the first 2 days of mourning, he may not wear tefillin, and from the second day and on, he may wear tefillin. V'imbo panum chadashos chaylitz, and he does remove them if new visitors arrive. The Gemara rules: halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'chalitza, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua b'hanacha. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that on the second day he may put on tefillin, and we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that from the third day on he does not need to remove them for new visitors. The Gemara then discusses the prohibition of malacha. Gimel yom harishayim aser b'malacha, v'afilu ani ha'mesparnes min ha'tzedakah. Even someone accepting charity may not work during the first 3 days of mourning. Mikan v'elech oisa b'tzina b'soich beisoi. From then on, he may work privately in his home. Another halacha, gimel yom harishayim eino harlech l'beisa aval. During the first 3 days, he does not leave his house to go comfort another mourner. Mikan v'elech choylech. Afterwards, he can go. But Eina Yoshev b'mokim ha'menachamin, Ela b'mokim ha'misnachamin. He does not sit with the comforters, but with the mourners. Another prohibition, Gimel Yamim HaRishayim Aser B'Sheilas Shalom. The first 3 days he may not greet others, and he should not even return greetings if they mistakenly greet him. Mishloisha v'ad Shiva, Meishiv Eino Shoyal. During the next 4 days he may return greetings. Mikan v'elach Shoyalu Meishiv Kedarkoi. Afterwards he may greet normally. The Gemara adds, Kavod Rabim Shani. It's permitted to show respect to the public and greet them even during the first 3 days. The Gemara cites an apparent contradiction of two brises. One brisa rules, when one meets a mourning during the shloishim, he should console him but not greet him. After the shloishim, he should greet him and not console him. Additionally, Mesa Ishtoi, Venasa Isha Acheres, if someone remarries during Shloishim, Ene Rashoi Likonis Lubeisei Ladabra Imoi Tanchumen. One should not go to his home to console him because it will disturb the second wife. But, Matsu Bishuk, Oimer Loi Besafa Rafa Bukoi Bidroish. If one meets him on the street, he should console him gently. However, another Brisa rules, Beseich Yud Beis Chodesh, Medabra Imoi Tanchumen Veene Shoel Bishloimoi. Within the 12 months, one should console him, but not greet him. After the 12 months, one greets him normally and does not console him openly, but it can console him indirectly. So the first brisa rules that one may not greet an ava within 30 days, and the second brisa rules that one may not greet an ava within 12 months. The Gemara reconciles the two as follows. For most relatives, the usual mourning period is 30 days. But when mourning apparent, the prohibition extends to 12 months.